You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, everybody. This is Kendra Grant. Thanks for listening to Money and the Honey, where we laugh through a lesson about what works the best for what matters the most. Tonight, we are going to be talking about starting the new year, letting go of a body insecurity from last year, leaving it in 2018, enjoying ourselves, setting our intention for the year. What do you want to talk about tonight, Melanie?
Oh, well, I'm Melanie, the other co-host of Money and a Honey, and
I didn't say I was good at it. I just said I wanted to try it.
It's okay. And tonight, Happy New Year, everybody. First and foremost, I want to let everybody know Happy New Year, and let everybody know that New Year's is starting off great for me. I have some shows coming up. I will be in Louisville, Kentucky this Saturday. You can look on my page, and that's at Melanie Hearn on Facebook, HearnMelanie, or you can follow me on Instagram at MelanieJ_comedy. I post all my shows and stuff up there. And also on January 16th at Punchline Comedy Club in Southfield, Michigan, there's going to be a roast battle. So come watch us roast the hell out of each other. And
I'm sorry to everybody else who's going to enter in that. You should not take it personally.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm the rookie on this team. It's going to be a lot of people in there roasting. You know, Detroit comedy that we known for roasting. So it's going to be a pretty good. And the judges who are roasting are like the kings of roasting. So it's going to be a very interesting day and to see how that goes. Also, just want to let you know, tonight we're also going to talk about, you said, body confidence, mm-hmm. and everything like that, and you know, and then whatever y'all want to get into, you know, we're gonna keep it a little lighthearted on the side of that. And I also want to talk about, because it is Money and Honey, I'm sorry, let's do this, it is Money and Honey, so mm-hmm. let's talk about money. Let's talk about money mismanagement. Like, most people aren't honest that they fuck their money up. You know
after
what I'm saying?
After the holidays, especially.
Oh, no, just all year round. You know what I'm saying? Just all year round. You know what I'm saying? Most of us make enough money. You know what I'm saying? We just fuck our money up. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So we going to talk about fucking our money up. And I'm mad. I shouldn't have left my liquor in the car. I should have bought that shit in. Fuck it. And I drunk it all. I'm really mad. Well, anyway, that's what my followers. Y'all see? Y'all know how it is. But that's what we going to talk about tonight. So also, go ahead, Skin. So, you know, how's your new year been going?
My new year has been going really well. I had a real brief visit with cancer in 2014. It turned out to be really wonderful, a really good experience, because I was able to, I took it as an assignment when I went to be in those waiting rooms. I wasn't scared. It was stage one. So I took it as an assignment to go places and love people, you know, and pray for them, and went really well. And so I had an appointment before the holiday and got my results back right after the holiday that I am 5 years cancer-free. So
that's dope.
It started out on a really good note. And then I am exercising, but I started exercising in December because I'm not willing to take any shit from anybody in a gym in January, even though I'm really still new. You know what I mean?
Like taking what
know
kind
the
of
lay
shit?
Of the land before, you know, all the other New Year's resolutions.
Oh, so you don't want to go in there looking inexperienced. You don't want to go in there with you already want to have like a month in before everybody else comes.
Yeah,
in.
And you know, we were talking earlier about the stress of the holiday dinner and how it can. I don't know what I'm doing. There's a thing to flip. Here's the thing about why I'm so bad with the camera, because I can't see unless they put my glasses on. And if I hold the camera on myself, I don't want to have my glasses on, which is silly. But if you work out during December, your holiday stress, I think, is so much less.
You think so?
Yeah. Don't you get like a stress release when you work out?
I have stress release when I smoke.
Right. Focus. Concentrate. Focus powers.
I'm focused. That's what I get stress release out of the exercise.
You don't get like the endorphin high?
I don't exercise. I probably need to.
That's going
to
be in my. I hear people get it.
Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of my New Year's resolution. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. That's going to be a part of my New Year's resolution. But all in all, so.
So it went really good. I had a really good holiday. I have, I'm really clear. I like to get a word for the year. I like to get, to like kind of catch it, you know, pay attention to how it's coming my way. Through whatever practice, daily prayer, meditation, whatever. But my word for this year is enough.
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 I am enough. The explanation department is closed. The complaint department is closed.
Okay.
Enough. I am enough. I have enough.
Okay. Enough. That's cool.
Enough of your bullshit. Enough. That's enough in the good way. Enough in the bad way. Enough.
That's cool.
What's your word? No. Got one? I just gave you 4 seconds to think about it.
I just said no.
Oh. That's your word?
Yeah, no. It's a complete statement. No.
That is a complete sentence.
It's a complete statement, complete sentence.
It requires. Think of how many people you know who have ever gotten mad because they didn't say no when they should have.
Yeah, it requires no explanation whatsoever. And no. You want to do something? No. Do you feel like doing this? No.
Can you host the show for free?
Like, no. Like. Everything is just, you know, that's my new norm, you know. So, and what I mean by that is you have to have the power of saying no, because people will try to run over you, or you'll burn yourself out taking them too many projects and doing.
So you've
many
already gone through the process of discernment, and you're crystal clear. So really, you're saying yes to yourself. That's also what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
She's but, like, no. Yeah. Did you not hear the word no?
What I'm saying is that sometimes
I said what I said.
We have to learn the power of, I mean, yeah, saying yes to yourself, but mm-hmm. in the essence of it's creating boundaries and knowing when to say no, or knowing when things aren't working for you, knowing when things aren't, you know, it's not mm-hmm. good for you, mm-hmm. and just, you know, are you tired? Just no. And sometimes we are scared to say no because of what people might think, or, you know, just that need or obligation to do for people, you know, because maybe they did something for us or whatever have you. So just, you know, just.
There's a lot of instances where people are indoctrinated to offer a piece of themselves up for approval to the people that they're close to over and over again. And it's a way that a partner can have control in a romantic relationship. And you just. I mean, I'm stunned sometimes. Like, we're going to talk about body confidence. I live in a neighborhood where it looks like they threw trophy wives out like newspapers. You know what I mean? Like, and they exercise like they are tough. Like, I have, you know, gone through a lot in my life. You want to know what scares me? Soccer moms.
Why?
Because they're very intense. I mean, they have like matching Tupperware, and they have the master calendar for all of Hayden's games, and all, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm just like over here trying to figure out how to go Facebook Live, and they're like got gluten-free snacks for the next 4 weeks planned on their phone. They just scare the shit out of me.
I mean, that's completely.
But here's what's funny: when we're together, I'm usually the person with the most body confidence, and that's. I mean, mathematically, that's crazy. But emotionally and spiritually, I get it. But body confidence in women especially is a really fascinating concept to me because of that.
Because of the soccer moms?
Because your body confidence, and especially in your appearance, really, I've never really known anyone where it was solely based on their appearance.
So let me
ask really, you. Really beautiful women. What? Most women are very, very beautiful.
But what do you feel most. Like is your thing? What is body confidence to you? I guess what if we're talking about what is?
I mean, like they in a conversation.
Just what to you? What does it mean to you?
Body confidence to me means that I love myself, and it doesn't depend on if you approve of me or not. You know, if I'm more tuned into my body as in health, as in strength, as in even being okay with my own sexual appetite, you know, in any way I want to express that confidence, it's elusive. Like most women I know, I struggle with it myself, you know, because of my weight. I'm releasing weight. I ended the year releasing 10% of my body weight when I had started in October. So I had started working out, changing my diet, stuff like that. But I mean, like, there's some women that anytime you talk about your appearance, they like push each other aside to denigrate themselves fastest. And it's fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because they're beautiful.
Well, I believe, body confidence, I mean, I look at it as it's essentially the same thing, but it's kind of hard because you know how media is, and it kind of gives people a particular image of what people are supposed to look like and all that kind of stuff and propaganda and advertisement mm-hmm. and you know, it plays a big role on how women look at themselves, how they perceive themselves, you know, by societal norms, you know, mm-hmm. body shapes. You know, at one point in time, it was everybody wanted to have the Pam Anderson, the Baywatch, you know, everybody had big boobs and flat butts and, you know, and then now everybody has, you know, a big, small waist and a big ass. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it's
waist
just
training.
Yeah. So courses. It kind of just goes, it's almost like body, mm-hmm. bodies are fads. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like they go in different waves, you know, and in another couple of years, it'll be a different wave again. And then they'll probably be back to, because it goes from titties to ass, one other. Either you got big breasts or you got a big butt. So right. if it goes to, you know, or it'll be the hourglass shape or whatever it is, you know, it's always something that media is pushing, you know, for people to particularly look like. And that's why a lot of people sometimes will get surgery because that's what it's called for at the time, you know. So
I understand when people get surgery. I appreciate that. I don't judge that. I am happier for them if it's an expression of the way that they see themselves more beautifully than they are in their own eyes in that moment. If they feel like they've like outgrown their body, you know, like, and they want to do something different, I celebrate that. I'm happy about that. No matter what, I wouldn't judge, but I would hope you wouldn't spend $50,000 because, you know, to like solidify your belief that you're ugly. You don't want to do that. What was that noise? Does anybody know?
Not sure. Not sure what that was.
I don't know.
But a lot of times.
Would you get surgery?
Yep.
What would you get?
Tummy tuck.
Tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, I really would. I really would. Because I'm almost there. I'm just being lazy. Like, I just got just a little, you know, because right there. I got great boobs that are bringing my butt together, all that. I don't even want to put all the, you know, fat in my, all that. I'm just doing
some
squats.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate how,
I'm just lazy.
How well that movie, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, did, foretold what women were going to be like when she was like, don't make me hop after you.
Yeah,
like,
when she took her, my butt's not real either.
And the hair.
Pretty much.
And if you, but to me, the difference is if you feel like you, if you go throughout your day, and especially with younger women, I have always been, you know, I've always been growing and changing my relationship with my body, and especially with my body confidence. When I was growing up, I had a perfect hourglass figure. And looked older before I was old. And it's fascinating to me when younger women, they seem to not know. They just seem to be like so unaware of how beautiful they are. They seem to be under some impression that they need someone outside of them's attention, approval, like, permission.
I think that's just
to think that they are beautiful themselves.
That's just the part of growing up. A lot of times. I mean, and it may not be in every situation, but majority of times, sometimes I think that's just the way. That's just growing up, you know, becoming more self-aware of who you are. In your 20s, you know, you still grappling for the world and identity. You don't even know mm-hmm. who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have no idea what you want to do. You know, and if you're blessed to know what you want to do early on and knowing who you are, then that's great. But oftentimes, more often than not, you still grappling around. So if you don't know what you want to do, if you're going to change your major a million times, you know, we change our looks, mm-hmm. who we are, you trying to feel around in the world, yeah, you don't know what you like, you don't know what you don't like.
Changing your looks as an expression of like a new chapter in your life or like a new way that you see yourself.
And it's
celebrating yourself.
I mean, it's that too, but it's more so, I think in your 20s, it's just, you don't know. You have to figure out, one thing I figured out is that you have to know what you don't want to figure out what you do want. And you go through, like you said, you do go through different chapters, different phases, different mm-hmm. things in your life. And
your standards raise.
Yeah, and to me, I mean, not everybody.
That's for sure.
Not all the time. Not everybody. But what it is that you begin to learn different things about yourself. And mm-hmm. And to me, that's when I noticed that your inner beauty begins to come out. And prime example, you know, how they'll be like, you see girls, because I know it's people in the world who are drop dead gorgeous and this is then a third and they may have a colder body and better lip, better this is then third. I don't know, but I'm me. I'm the best version of me that I can be, but it takes time to learn that, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, and it takes a minute to get to that point, you know, mm-hmm. Because as you get older and you start seeing people and you start seeing the world for what it is, you begin to notice that you can have, it's really who you are. It's not what you really look like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's why you'll see sometimes, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to be like butt ugly and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But, cause I mean,
you do appreciate your beauty, right?
I mean, I know I'm just saying, yeah. Like, here's the thing. I'm being honest.
They should appreciate their own beauty.
They should appreciate their own beauty, but it is some ugly motherfuckers in the world. It is just some ugly people. I know it is just some ugly people. Facebook, we know it is just some unattractive people. Flat the fuck out. That's just, they ain't got nothing to do with body confidence because you can be
suitable for work.
You can be yes. ugly. You can not be attractive and have all the confidence in the world. And you're not all that great looking. So we know ugly. We be like, she's not.
Well, my body confidence doesn't even come from the fact that I used to be physically like perfect. My body confidence comes from actually the fact that I used to work with very hurt male adolescents, and there was always takedowns and, you know, in a locked psych facility. And my body confidence comes from I'm comfortable anywhere. So I'll hook your elbows and sweep your legs.
So your body confidence comes from beating up teenage kids?
My body confidence comes from having all these years of experience of being in really physically dangerous situations and being able to de-escalate them, not walking away, being, you know.
So let me ask you this. So are we talking body confidence, meaning beauty and how you see yourself?
Yes.
But that's what I'm trying to.
That's what I'm talking about, because how I see myself as beautiful comes from how I was able to help those kids.
Okay. So you're saying more inner beauty.
Right.
Because that's not, like, that's more, so inner beauty?
Like, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was getting to. Saying, like, as you get older, then you begin to realize that it's more of how you treat a person, who it is, because there are people who are more physically attractive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a horrible attitude. And there's some people who are more physically attractive and they have low self-esteem, you know. So as you get older and you become more aware of yourself and who you are, then you begin to be able to, you know, be like, this is who I am, take it or leave it, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to trying to fit. And that, to me, some stuff just comes with age and it comes with time, you know, and it comes with just that ability, you know, and life experience to be able to do that. So, like I said, you know.
And I want to say a lot of my body confidence, I mean, like saying that my inner beauty is what determines my body confidence about my outer beauty, like, that's what made me comfortable with in my own skin. You know what I mean? Because being beautiful didn't make me comfortable in my own skin. Helping other people, being loved. I've been so fortunate to be loved by women in my life who never, I never saw them once pause in an expression of self-esteem to denigrate themselves. I know women like that that have loved me for 25 years that I've loved. You know, I think it's one of the best gifts I've been given in my life is the teachers that I've been able to work with. And when I was coming up, you know, in my 20s and being around these women that didn't ever, I never saw them balk. I never saw them submit themselves for somebody else's approval in any way when it came to their confidence. And I just, I'm so grateful for them. I mean, for many reasons, because they were physically beautiful, because they were physically beautiful and spiritual, you know, because they were some badass bitches, you know, because they were wolf sisters, because they were like women that had their own company, whatever, you know, they were artists and they made their own art and took that chance or whatever. But I mean, there's all different kinds of ways to, I think, to arrive at body confidence.
Okay, well, can you share? We're gonna
now that it's 10 o'clock, we better go since I answered that one question.
Yeah, we're gonna change the subject. Can you leave our listeners with something?
Yes.
To improve, or what you want to leave them in on body confidence? Is that what you wanted to leave them with?
Oh, well, the, like the three free things.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So this is what if you could wave a wand and give every female a new idea about her body, what would it be?
I wouldn't necessarily want to give anybody a new idea. You know, you in the skin, you in. That's the big, you in the skin, you in. Love it or leave it, and that's what you got. If you don't like it, change it. You know, but if you want to change it for who, if you want to change it, don't change it because what you think is a fad. But, and I don't think body confidence should necessarily be necessarily geared to women, because sometimes men have issues with how they look and how they see themselves. So confidence is confidence, you know.
True.
Turn it this way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so here, just like this one. I got to help her out with y'all.
I need a tripod thingy.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to, here. Yeah. So basically, just kind of loving the skin you in. And that's the gist of it. So go ahead.
Well, love the skin that you're in. Three things that, well, if I could wave, now it's just a little bit higher. Thank you. If I could wave a wand, or if I could give every woman a new idea or person, I say woman a lot because I'm a woman. If I could give people a new idea about body confidence, it would be to consider the possibility that just because they have a thought about the way that they look doesn't mean that they're right. Most people, if they have a thought in their mind, they just assume that they're correct. And then the next thought is like that one, and the next and the next. And then you can build this momentum of really, really, like, we can say things to ourselves about our body that we would never tolerate from somebody else, I would hope, right? So just consider the possibility that you may be more beautiful than you've ever allowed yourself to feel. Look in the mirror a few more seconds than you ever have before. Look in your eyes. People make fun of that. It's really helpful. And if you have any part of yourself that you have been putting out for others' approval, and then it's conditional, you know, once you get that approval, then you'll feel better about yourself. You can rescind that. You can take back that invitation. You can uninvite them to approve you, and then you will love yourself. Cancel the affair, whatever it is. Stop it. Love yourself. Look at yourself. Love yourself more. That's what's more important. Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to rotate the phone. Okay. So since this is money and the honey, we definitely have to discuss.
We definitely talked about the honey. You want to talk about the money?
That's what we can do. Yeah. About to lead it up. So this is money and the honey. So we talked about, like she said, we did talk about the honey. Body confidence and how you see yourself. So it's time to kind of delve into the money portion of it. And what I wanted to discuss tonight on my end was money mismanagement. You know, like, I hear a lot of people say, I'm poor, I'm broke, I ain't got it, it's this, it's that. But is that really the case? Are we really living beyond our means? Are we really mismanaging our money? Are we really, like, what are we really doing, you know? Because technically, in the United States, if you're poor and it's just one person, I believe you have to make $12,154 for the whole year. If it's one person in your household, it'd be considered poor. Two people, I believe it's $16,000, somewhere around there. And if it is, I believe, a household of four, it's roughly around $22,000 to $23,000 for the whole year to support a family of four people. So are you really poor? Is the question. Or do we really, really mismanage our money? Me? A little bit all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not poor at all. And it's not poverty, you know, anything like that. But shit happens, you know? And because of that, you know, there's the consequences and things like that. So what is it? What is it? What can we do? You know, is it, you know, yeah, Facebook, what can we do? Is it that we have this whole society instant gratification where we got to have it right now, right then and there? Forget paying this, forget paying that. Is it that we got to keep up with the Joneses?
It might be somebody trying to call. That.
Like, what is it? Who is calling me during a time like this? Like, is it? I don't even know. Is it keeping up with the Joneses type thing? Like, what? What is it? You know, y'all tell me. To me, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think we live outside our means. I do get it. Things cost more now. But I think sometimes we jump into some things and we do some things and it kind of it messes up. So we got to get it together. Now, I made a choice in 2019. I put myself on a very, very, very strict budget. Strict budget. Once, you know, once my entertainment fund is gone, it's gone. You know, once I exhausted whatever I exhausted in that area, then it's gone.
Do you think that that's going to make you appreciate what you do for entertainment more?
It'll help me get my shit together. definitely. I think what it'll do for me is, well, first and foremost, because I'm a comedian, I'm in the bar a lot of times and I'm in the club. So by default, you drink. That adds up. You smoke, you drink, got bar food, you know, just stuff adds up just as a byproduct of what I do. So just some things like that I had to kind of curve in my own personality or my own budget is sometimes I got to show up at the show right before it's time for me to go on. So I'm not sitting in the bar. Or I might have to just buy a little half a pint before I go to the bar so I don't spend no money in the bar. Or after I'm done, I just have to leave and I can't sit there. You know, sometimes you do want to watch everybody set, but for me, I might have to leave. Because the longer you sit there, the more you start drinking and spending money and all this other kind of stuff. And once you start spending money, you get like a false sense of reality and you're kind of delusional as to how much money you really have. And that's why a lot of times you wake up in the morning like, damn, I spent that much.
There is no faster way to make money than to make people who don't have money feel like they do.
It surely is. It really is. Because I figured out who called me. My bad. I figured out who called. I'm sorry. That's so over. I'm all right.
No, but really, that's the people, you know, look around. Who has the nicest buildings? Banks. What do they do? What do they make? Nothing. They charge fees. So there's a lot of media. There's a lot of talk tonight about what's going to be on television tonight. I'm not talking about that. But I know that one of the best things that anybody can do is sit down, make a budget for themselves, monthly budget, weekly budget, talk to your children on Sunday, have dinner. Don't just talk about food.
While you're eating,
it's hard. Budgeting is hard.
About how much cash they're going to spend that week. The most important thing you can do for your life is to make a decision once a week about how much cash you're going to spend. Unless you're at the club and you want to buy a drink. I'm going to turn this back around to you. You want to buy a drink and you say you order your vodka martini with extra olives, 30.
Yes.
And you get out your credit card that collects travel miles with a 0% interest for the next 6 months. You use that card, you get your travel miles, you get your ticket to the Louisville show bumped up because you used it that way so many other times. You pay it off every month. You put it back, you put it down when you've reached your limit about what you can pay off, and you've got your ticket that's a tax write-off. You know what I mean? Like, just on and on and on. Or cash.
That's just discipline.
Melanie's like,
I have a, thank you. Richard, can you hear me? I have a Facebook guest. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, you just chimed in to the podcast. How are you?
I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
When
you start doing the podcast?
Would you just fall in love with the podcast? We'll talk about that
We're
in a minute.
About a
you won't hear
what
a laugh, and you won't. Well, right. Listen. Okay, listen. I'm telling you what we're talking about right now.
Making a decision once a week how much cash you're going to spend.
The podcast is Money and the Honey, and right now we're talking about how people fuck up their money, you know, not just all year round, you know what I'm saying, in ways that you can
and
stop.
And we say things like the holidays and my birthday and our kids' birthdays. Guess what? Those things come the same time every year.
Yeah, you know how people be like, oh, it's my birthday, so they spend more money.
It's your relationship
and all that one type of
money.
Stuff. But then we take it too far, though. It's your birthday, and then you broke the next day.
So what are you going to give yourself? Like, financial frustration for 3 months? Is that the gift?
People are rich people. This is different for different types of people.
Okay, well,
it doesn't have to be, though. That's the whole point of the podcast, Richard. Pay attention. Read the webpage.
Well, no, he giving his opinion. He giving his opinion. So you said it doesn't. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But don't you have money because you won't ball on your birthday?
If you had a bail of money, right, you still going to have a little bullshit birthday party. You still going to go to the crib and watch Have and Have Nots.
Wait, side note. Pause. Richard, is that show worth the time watching it?
Say what?
Is that show they have and the Have Nots, is that worth the time? I just said a little pause, side note. Okay,
she wasn't
forward.
A side note. Is Have and Have Not. She was trying to see if it was a good show.
Yeah, I haven't.
Is it a good show?
Yeah.
Nah, no, I don't watch it like that.
Oh, okay. It was just something you were saying?
I'm just saying if that's what you'd rather do.
Oh.
You'd rather just sit home and just, that's how you're going to do your birthday and just sit at home and do nothing?
I don't do a lot for my birthday, though. I get perfume. Because I wear it every day of the year, and I think of my husband.
Well, I don't have no money, but it's a certain expectation I had around my birthday that I got to, you know what I'm saying? You save a little bit. You know, when your birthday comes, you feel special. You know what I'm saying?
But see, y'all got it all twisted. Y'all talking about spending money on y'all, and y'all women, that got me totally, I'm appalled.
I'm so happy you're appalled, Richard.
Right?
I mean, but not as the older you get, like,
well,
they do.
It depends. Are you single? Are you married? What's your agreement? My husband and I have an agreement. I can have him get it for me. I can get it for myself. I don't. Right?
Well, I'm single, so it mine all depends. If I'm single and I'm single, then, you know, I'm treating myself. And my friends will give me a little cake, take me out to dinner. But if I want to get a room or I want to relax or take a vacation or something, you know what I'm saying? That's on me. But if I'm single-ish, you know what I'm saying?
Your
then
birthday, if you ain't got good friends for your birthday, you waiting on what you're going to buy for your damn self. Your friends
My like friend's not finna take me to Jamaica.
How old are you, Richard?
You shouldn't be thinking about your birthday and like, what I'm spending on my birthday. Like, people spend on you.
So we friends. I want to go to Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
The bar? Or are you talking about the actual place?
No, I'm talking about the actual place.
The country. Do you have your passport, Richard?
Place? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Huh?
That's my point. It's my birthday. I don't expect my friends to take me to buy me a trip to Jamaica.
But that's a high expectation.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about going to the bar, having a couple drinks. You know, they pay for everything. It's your birthday.
But I don't go to bars, Richard.
When it's my homeboy's birthday, we go to the strip club. He don't pay for everybody else's drinks. The birthday boy.
I mean, I got that part. With all I'm saying to you is, you're missing the whole point. All I'm saying is, I got that part. Regular, normal, run-of-the-mill stuff, most people will do for you. What I'm talking about is people who go overboard. Like, I know people who really go all into it, spend cake for their birthday, and, you know, rent a booth and at the bar. And, you know, by the time you buy an outfit and get your hair done, your nails done.
Right? That's what you're supposed to do, right?
I'm saying,
Richard, pick a side of the argument, like, I don't know, stick to it. Or let's talk about something else.
No, I'm saying
so far, you told us you were appalled because we're talking about spending money on ourselves.
Right. I feel.
So I ain't going to say it's wrong if you go hard on your birthday. That's not wrong if you want to go hard on the day you want.
Okay, so all I guess the question here is, what's going hard? Is it what you can actually afford, or is it what you can overextend? That's what we're talking about. The difference between celebrating yourself in a way you can afford and overextending yourself in a way that harms you later. That's the topic.
Well, yeah, that's ignorant to overextend.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
Yeah, that's ignorant. I mean, it's ignorant to overextend. You know why? Because you don't have the fucking money to overextend. Like, you only have that option to do that.
Right, and we're talking about people. What I believe what Melanie was referring to and I was talking about was people that want to have for their birthday, and they might like go buy, you know, if they're going to go to Vegas for their birthday, they go buy 20 outfits on a store credit card that's got 24.9% APR. Yeah, like, that's insane. Right.
I mean, and that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But we about to wrap up the podcast in a minute. So thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
I'm calling you about 20 minutes or something.
You want me to stop the video feed?
Huh? Okay, I'm going to call you in a minute.
You heard it here.
All right, thank you. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. We all get on fabulous. Richard. I'm going to call you later.
Since we're on the podcast, yo, I'll be at Ridley's Comedy Club, yo, tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, Richard. My buddy Richard is going to be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle tomorrow, hosting.
What city?
That's in Royal Oak. Yeah. That's the world famous Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Everybody knows where that's at. But he's going to be hosting the show. Starts at what time, Rich?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on time. This is white people time. 8 o'clock on time. Don't come in there at 8:05. The show will already have been started. And he is hosting, coming all the way from, where are you coming from?
I was here on
Grand Rapids.
It's true.
Battle Creek. All the way from Battle Creek to tell y'all some jokes. So this is my buddy, a very funny guy. So thank you for tuning in. I'll catch up with you in a minute.
Bye, Richard.
All right, bye, Rich.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. What's one thing you can do for the next week until next Tuesday?
Oh, to keep my money together?
To keep your money together.
So what I've been doing
is...
Just
a little tiny...
No, this is what I've been
away
doing.
From how it's been.
I've been using all cash. Instead of my card, because if I have my card, then I will continue to swipe and I really don't pay attention to how much money I spend. But if I have cash and then cash makes me more accountable, because if I bring out $100 or if I bring out $60 and whatever I bring out, and if it's gone by the end of the day, then I know how much I'm spending on a daily basis, you know, and I know what I'm spending my money on. So that's one thing I'm gonna actually do. And I'm gonna try to get a little thing and write down what I spend in a day, like at least try to, so I can figure out where my spending habits are and what I'm spending the most money on.
So if anybody who's listening has an idea for an app that Melanie could use, we could, we would love to see that comment on our Facebook page for our podcast. We do have our Patreon page is up. We really appreciate any follows. We're happy that you're listening. I'm really glad that Richard was on the show tonight. And for the next week, I think that I'm really going to try to exercise. It's Tuesday, so when I come here next week, I really want to say that I exercise 3 times, because I just found out on the way here that we're going to Vegas in October.
So. Oh, Arriba! Mm-hmm. going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. We going to Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. I just got so excited.
And for that, for me, that means like really good shopping and I don't gamble. It's part of the charm of me. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you.
Hey.
Sign off.
We signing off?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, guys, this has been
our
episode. You was doing like that. Viva Las Vegas. I mean, we had a couple minutes. But listen, you know, I guess if we want to wrap up, we talked about body confidence. We talked about money mismanagement and fucking up your money. What you want to say? Did you want to say something?
I want to say that if you are struggling with your body confidence, or if you suspect that someone is struggling with their body confidence because of any regular harm, that there's ways that you can get people information about shelters near them. That information is going to be on our Patreon site only.
Oh,
so if you have somebody that you love, and you don't have to sign up to get that information, it's just going to be one of the free posts that we have. That's going to go on the site tomorrow, and it will be some suggestions about what you can do if you believe somebody that you love might be in danger. You know, if that's what where issues with their body confidence is coming from, how to find support near you, and how to get them that information in a safe way. That's really important. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, I'm turning around so much
so Melanie can sign off.
This is Melanie. And like I told you guys, this weekend, I'm being Louisville, slinging them jokes, doing what I do best. I want y'all to come out and holler at a player and have a good old time. I want to leave off on saying, hey, listen, we talked about body count. We talked about money. We talked about a lot of things. But in essence, all money and honey is just health, well-being, making sure everybody is cool,
right.
Giving y'all a platform to what discuss some things about yourself. Knowing what your worth is, knowing, and if you got to get yourself a raise, an upgrade, if you got to fire some people, if you got to cast some people aside, you know, do it, because at the end of the day, you are your biggest asset. You know, health is wealth. Taking care of your body is wealth. That's you can't be wealthy if you broke down. So just making sure that you're always on point, always on target. And that's what we're here for. Laughing, joking it, doing it in a great way. So like we talked about on there, love your body, love yourself, love everything about you. Even if your eyeballs is on the even if your eyeballs are on the other side of each other. And like we talked about the money, it's okay if you fuck your money up. Here's the thing. Be honest with yourself. I'm in a 12-step program. My name is Melanie, and you know, I mess some money up. Bam.
Are you just going to say it?
You know what I'm saying? And I'm upstairs in my mama house. That's how that's where I'm at. You know, so it's like that. And that just tells you where life ended up for me. So my point is, always make sure that you're taking good care of yourself, you know? And
I remember the last time, that's been about maybe 20 something years for me, but I lived with my mom as well.
Yeah, so it be like that.
After
you know what
I moved
saying?
Out, moved back in, I was a single working mother. I had nothing. Yeah, I mean, like nothing. When you arrive and all your shit fits in a Hyundai Excel, you're starting over.
Yeah.
You know?
So basically, you know, just making sure you tighten up, you know, making sure your money, because, you know, money, if you worrying about money, anything, it can stress you out a whole lot. So, and you don't want to be stressed out. So I'm signing off. This has been Money and a Honey. Melanie and Kendrick, guys, have a good night.
Thanks.